Donegal made it back-to-back wins when they overcame Monaghan in a wintry but dry St Mary's Park in Castle Blaney, and it was Kevin Muldoon's goal after an opening 3 minutes that was the deciding score the whole way through the course of this game. In fact, Monaghan did open the scoring with a 45 from Jamie Mooney, but after a brilliant save by Lewis McCaughan in the goals, who had started in place of Padraic McGillibride. But then Donegal took control with 1-3 without reply. Kevin Muldoon, as I noted, with that goal, a brilliant run down through the centre of the Monaghan defence to finish to the back of the net. Calvin McLaughlin added a point, and then a point from Muldoon, added to then by a point from Owen Scott. 1-3 to no score. It was the 21st minute before Monaghan could get another score for themselves, and then it was back-to-back scores from Matthew Finn, who finished with 3 points to his name, and a free from Max McGinnity left at 4 points to 1-3 at the break. Donegal with the aid of a breeze in the second half, and they made use of it with Finbar Rorty opening his account inside the opening 2 minutes of that second half to leave it 1-4 to 4, a further point added on to then by Kevin McLaughlin, 1-5 to 4. Monaghan replied with Matty Finn to bring it back to the goal between them before Sean Gallagher then passed over a point from a free to leave it 1-6 to 5. Monaghan with back to back scores then from Tom Doherty and Shane O'Connor left at 7 points to 1-6 before two big scores come the way of Donegal again. Shane Callaghan with a point from a free and a massive 2-pointer from Calvin McLaughlin with the aid of the breeze on his back. It pushed it out once again to a 5-point game. Monaghan did reply with one more score from Matty Flynn, but it played out in favour of Donegal here. Back-to-back wins for Donegal. They'll be the happier of the two teams that were going out of St Mary's Park this evening. It finished here in favour of the visitors, 1-9 to Monaghan's 8 points.